天呀啦啦，呀啊不行啦啦啦，你啊不行啦啦啦，天呀你你行啦，天呐卡嘿一心天呀啦，要你心里一心你一样，你一心啦啦啦你说啦，你一啦呗你心里啊啦啦也是你啥的呀。
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Coming up soon, the annual Resonance fundraiser, which runs from Saturday the 11th to Sunday the 19th of February. All details available from fundraiser.resonancefm, resonance.fm. And Wavelength will be presenting a special Wavelength roadshow at Kansas Smitty's on the Broadway. The Broadway being in Hackney, London E8. And we'll have a special event on Monday the 13th of February, starting approximately, well, doors will open at 7 o'clock and the events will start at 7.30. The headliner is Bob Parks and his amazing Bloomsbury group, Conceptual Rhythm and Blues Band. So he will go on sort of later in the evening. Before that, we have David Lester presenting two of his own films, including Found Footage. Adham Fisher from Leicester, who's travelling down from Leicester to present his Extreme Commuter performance. Slideshow by DJ Hybridist, which will accompany Adam Fisher. And Clive Graham and Adam Bowman. So all of that is on Monday the 13th of February as part of the annual Resonance fundraiser. Tickets for that event are £10 and seating is quite limited. It's a small venue, seats 40, so I advise you to book in advance. Oh, I should add that Bob Parks will be performing a voodoo ritual at the end of his set.
Yo, hey, 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 yo, hey
Yeah, okay. Well, that first track was Apache Mountain Spirit Song from a three vinyl LP set called Sounds of the American Authentic Sounds. Authentic Music of the American Indian Ceremonial Songs and Chants. There'll be much more of that later. That was an Apache song. That was followed immediately by The Slits, a song called Wedding Song, recorded in 1981, which seemed to be slightly appropriate. And last of all, we heard Lily Greenham performing something called Cherokee. So you get the sort of drift of how this program is going to go. We're following that now with some longer tracks by the Red Crayola with Art and Language from a CD called Five American Portraits. And we'll start with the portrait of George W. Bush.
Ridges and creases, high on the middle forehead, the right temple near the eyebrow, a small ridge under the right eye, the right side of the tip of the nose, the opening of the right nostril, the middle lower lip, the inner ear of the right ear, the underside nostril, a portion of the lower left cheek near the mouth, a portion of the mid lower lip, a portion of the throat, and the laryngeal region of President George W. Bush. A light area and two shadows in the hair at the front of the head, the upper left of the chin, a crease in the neck, the right cheek from ear to chin, crease in the forehead, the right cheek of President George W. Bush, a crease in the forehead to the right, ridges across the forehead, part of the left eyebrow, hair at the left temple, the lobe and the forward ridge of the left ear, the forward prominence of the left cheek, chin below the lower lip, the President George W. Bush, a line in the forehead, the inner corner of the right eye, the white of the right eye, the right eyelid, the bridge of the nose, the right side of the tip of the tongue, a patch of hair at the left temple, a concave portion of the upper, President George W. Bush. In the fall.
section of the upper lip and the philtrum. The white of the left eye, a patch above the right corner of the mouth, the left eyelid, the left side of the mouth. The president. Over the left temple, creases in the left forehead. The left eye socket over the eye, the left eyebrow ridge. A crease over the right nostril, the upper chin, part of the lower lip. Fold in the right ear, a President George W. Bush.
The eyes of Texas are upon you, all live long day.
Thank you.
portrait of President George W. Bush by the Red Crayola with Art and Language from Five American Portraits, recorded in 1981. And later on, we'll be having a portrait of President Jimmy Carter and a portrait of John Wayne.
Geographer for Link, Luther Thomas Cup, 1947 to 1974. I have nothing to give you but these days, laying broken stones on your waste, your death, the teeth behind kisses. Nothing rhymes with death. Richter plays Bach, my baby daughter plays with a Gauloise pack. Once I learned pain and praise of that good body, that mouth you curved for death. Then your teeth clenched, then you shivered, seeing death. Another of those mediocre lays. Little brother, of all the wastes, the ways to live a bad movie, work a plot to death, you worked your myth to death, your real death. I've put my child to bed. I cannot eat. This death is on my hands. This meat, dead meat. There is a cure for love. It is absence. There is a cure for grief. It is absence. I cannot say you died and I don't want to live today. I fed my child. I learned to drive a car. I went to work. The baby is in bed. This is a formula I used before. I ate a veal chop. Word, word, word. The cure for hard nights. Somebody was always dead, but not certainly you. You rattled speeding 7:30 through the door, awash with daffodils. Did I stay up all night drawing the bowl of fruit? I did. And then we went to bed and slept till 4. You kept the drawing when I went away. Sorry, I can't make any metaphors. There is no talking horse. Billy the Kid did what he did and he died. Death is no midwife birthing you to myth. You died. That's yours. Death is nobody. Death is a word. Dying happens. People die. I will die. You are dead after 5 minutes of dying. Were you afraid? Last night I heard of another poet dead by her own hand, it seems. Oh, how I wish there were more boozy women poets aged 67, new book, new man, wit and kitchen noted for flavor. If there's a rock and roll heaven, they sure have a hell of a band. Metaphor slid in on the radio, like Vision's Limit. We see the night sky, a planetarium dome. Mind or eye won't take starry infinity, won't know for more than a dawning shudder. I will die. You died. Once we walked along the beach in the Pacific autumn twilight, reaching for something, knowing you and not knowing. I asked, were you afraid of dying? No, I don't know. I wanted to say how, lying in bed, I was 10, in the swish of cars through rain outside, I knew what you knew and know nothing now, that I was going to die, and howled, hurled into the enormous stars. This is for your body, hidden in words, in the real city, in the invisible city. Your words, Jack's, Hunce's, Lou's, Jerry's, my words. Golden scarabs, a carapace of words crystalled opaque over your eyes, this death that was your eyes. Hating words, I fumble words into a bridge, a path, a wall. My words are not to coax your saltiness this time. They freeze you in this agate slice of time where you would not be now except for words. I am 32. I have a child. You were 26. Never a child, never a grown-up. At my feet, my child puts a box in a bigger box, babbling almost words. You were 18, a smooth-cheeked, burning child, black and gold on the snow, where terrible children honed the facets of the winter city. I was 23. I let you be the child. Last century, I would have died in childbirth, proving nothing at all in my death, except that women were duped even to death. I love my loud, brave, dirty woman child. She and I have gotten through this time, and you snuffed yourself out at the same time. Bright in a freeze, the figures whittled of time, rescued from love and money, friends and child, gem-lit bodies locked under my fur. Near time the museum closed. We writhed, reflected. The time we howled and rolled all night, elbows and words gasping absurd. To get to work on time, we slept at last, feet to head. The time we mapped an imaginary city on your graph pad. Shanghai, Leningrad, what cities we pored over in picture books, marking time. Trite, how a lithe boy giving the slip to death skips over maps, and one slip is, anyway, death. Now I will be face to face with death, which has no face. I have had 2 weeks' time to heft and weigh and hold and swallow your death. I have written a lot of lines that end with death. I have held your death the way I hold my child, but it has no weight and it has no voice. The death of a red begonia from frost, the hibernal death of the heath horse chestnuts, colored, odored words pile up. But I have not found the words to thread the invisible waste of your death. The quicksilver veins threading the map of a city till the lights all froze out all over the city. I am alive in a gray, large, soft-edged city you never saw, thinking of your death in what is an imaginary city for me. Once I imagined a city. You were born there. You took me there. In time, somebody might have thought it was my city. Night after day after night, I mapped the city on the brown geography of its child, and the cliffs and hills and gemmed sky charted the child like a wound flowering the streets of the city. The wound clotted with jewels. The jewels were words. I left you in the city and took away words. From the gutted building, we salvaged words, raced down Knob Hill at midnight. Bad child, bad child. Thinking we'd gotten away with it that time. Past one now, and the night contains your death. Now you have visited too many cities. Elegy.
Shadow to the lower right of the tip of the nose, the lower edge of the upper left eyelid. Light reflected in the iris of the left eye, gray hair falling from the left temple to the sideburn. The inside of the left side of the mouth, the inside of the right side of the mouth of President Jimmy Carter. A large portion of the lower face extending from the upper to lower oral region, then rearward to the left ear, and downward to the left side of the neck. A wisp of gray hair at the left temple, A shadow at the forward edge of the right side burn. A shadow above and between the teeth. A shadow at the point of the chin, extending to the right of President Jimmy Carter. A shadow on the right side of the throat. A shadow below the tip of the nose, extending rightwards. The prominence of the tip of the nose, the iris in shadow beneath the lid of the right eye. A shadow at the inner corner of the left eye, the opening of the left ear of President Jimmy Carter. A patch of darker hair descending from the right temple, the white and light patch beneath the right eye, the upper lip, a vertical depression in the middle forehead, a major part of the chin prominence, a deep shadow above the laryngeal region of President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, no.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that last track was a portrait of President Jimmy Carter from Five American Portraits by the Red Crayola with Art and Language. And at the moment we are listening to... seems to be a Sundance ceremony from authentic music of American Indians. This LP still has the title American Indians. I know it should be Native Americans or First Nation or something, but that's the title of the record on the Everest label. Just to remind you that the fundraising week is coming up, starting on Saturday the 11th, and it runs right through to Sunday the 19th. Do go to fundraiser.resonance.fm for information on all the amazing events and fundraising auctions, etc., that are coming up. Wavelength will be presenting its own roadshow on Monday the 13th, starting at 7 o'clock at Kansas Smitty's, which is sort of halfway up Broadway. 40 seats at £10 each. There might be standing room as well, but if you want a seat, good idea to book soon. And that will kick off with Adam Fisher, the extreme commuter from Leicester, who will be presenting a sort of a performance with a slideshow by DJ Hybridist. That's followed by a screening by David Lester, one of his own films called Blinder and Found Footage, plus possibly... time permitting, some outtakes from Heated Gloves, my own film about Captain Morris Seddon. Then it will proceed towards Clive Graham and Adam Bowman presenting something, a performance of sorts. And then the highlight of the evening will be the amazing Bob Parks and his conceptual rhythm and blues band, followed by a voodoo ritual performed by Bob himself.
Tomo, tono, beto, bine, bino, bito, bo.
dent on the right side of the crown of the hat. The outer surface of the right ear. Some loose skin below the right eyelid. A crease below the right eye. A portion of the upper face extending from above the left eyebrow to the cheekbone, then beneath the left eye of John Wayne.
Of John Wayne.
The hatband of the right earlobe, a portion of the right eyebrow, the upper left and middle of the face, including the forehead, eyebrow region and bridge of the nose.
Bridge of the nose.
A crease descending from the right nostril toward the right side of the mouth.
Hair above
the tip of the right ear of John Wayne. The underside of the brim of the hat.
The underside of the nose.
Part of the philtrum. A shadow running down from the left side of the mouth. The iris of the right eye.
The opening of the ear.
The opening of the ear. A crease inside the tip of the ear of John Wayne. The crown of the hat. A patch of hair behind the right temple. A shadow following the right cheek.
Oh, my God. I know.